This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, another hour of the DJV Club on the air. Jennifer Horn and Victoria are the co-presidents of the club. I'm Doug Steffen, doing more than occupying time and space, focused on what's happening this Tuesday, the 2nd of June, around the country and around the world, I think for the first time in months. At the end of the week, we will not see the pandemic as the number one issue of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. I think we're going to see justice for George Floyd, or some derivation of that discussion, as number one. Continuing focus on what happened with George Floyd, other than the obvious he was killed, and understanding that asphyxiation, how that occurs in a circumstance when somebody puts a knee to your throat. The news media, the public, and pretty much everybody, I think, has condemned the police involved in this thing, and it's brought out a lot of other offenses up to the surface again. The Sixth Amendment has come into my mind as the news media, many people on the radio, many people just in general, look at that video and start thinking about other things that have skyrocketed. The depressing problems between whites and blacks, too many of the incidents have happened, taking into account that there are a lot of great, I was reading something about whites and blacks and sadly, I don't know if sadly is the right word. I just don't know what the right words are sometimes. The condemnation of the officer certainly is appropriate. There was a hidden agenda. A lot of people think that they were counterfeit. They were involved in counterfeit money business, whether that's been proven or not. A lot of stuff gets thrown against the wall, and so it affects the way people go to trial and whether or not they have the benefit of the Sixth Amendment. You know what the Sixth Amendment is, ladies?
Isn't the Sixth Amendment double jeopardy?
Well, I'm going to read a piece of it.
Part of it?
It provides, quote, "In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury, be confronted with the witnesses against them, and have the assistance of counsel for the defense." In this circumstance, these police officers and many before them and other cases as well have been tried in the court of public information, public justice, and not going through the system. And in this circumstance, you look at the last 3 or 4 months of all of our lives, when you look at the COVID thing, when you look at this and you see the extremes that present themselves, the situation brings out the best in people, both of these, and the worst in people. The best people come out, and the protesters have seen plenty of people who have been spokespersons that have love in their heart, and they want not to have anything to do with these things, but they're real. The same is true of the COVID thing. There is I have lots of anger in my spirit and my heart toward the Chinese government, and you can hear it with me talking about this every day, and so do many other people. But yet there are, it's not the Chinese people that are responsible, yet we confuse that, and we have a lot of things going on that are pretty disgusting when it comes to human nature. So the George Floyd thing is like lots of these other things. There's a lot of conflict. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of speculation. And then there is the worst part of all of this, and that is the kind of violence that I didn't follow what was going on in Los Angeles or New York yesterday. I just knew what was going on in Boston. And even in the shopping malls around the city, people break in. Most of the malls are closed, and people are going to the malls with guns and shooting out doors so they can get in, and then they get into the jewelry stores. They go wherever they can go and steal whatever they can steal before the police get there. This is the worst of America and the worst Americans. Whatever is motivating them, whether they're being paid, whoever's stirring them up, or they're ignoramuses, or whatever it is, it's really...
In many cases, these people that are doing that are being organized by groups. Yeah. They are the worst of American people, and they are being brought into places. This is what we talked about yesterday. I'm sorry that it didn't ring clearer for you, because I think that's where my anger is coming from, is that these are people who are coming into places from out of state. They are being organized by outside groups. Some people believe that it could be your friends, the Chinese, that are organizing a lot of these people.
I mentioned that yesterday.
Other people are saying it could be Russia. Other people are saying it could be Antifa. There are lots of different people who could be organizing these groups that are going in and hijacking.
Well, there's also white supremacist groups. Yeah,
they're
disguising themselves as Antifa.
I haven't
seen
one.
Another
show
part
me
of
one.
That too.
I haven't
there
seen one white supremacist group.
Because they're in disguise.
Antifa.
They're disguising themselves as Antifa. Look,
then
both extremes on the left and the right, because people from Antifa are coming forward saying that that's what's happening now. And there are kids in
people
L.A.
In
who
are
reporting... I know you don't think anybody besides Antifa does anything wrong, but there are other extremist groups that are at play here,
agree.
Too.
And I think it was me yesterday that said extremists on the right and the left sometimes meet back in the middle with the same type of agenda, because they go so far to either extreme that they're all out there trying to sow chaos. The point is that these peaceful protests are being hijacked by the very worst of people, and people who were caught, at least in my coverage that I watched yesterday on all the local channels, people who are saying they don't even know who George Floyd is. They're going out there to get theirs. They're going out there because they're looking for money. They're leading police on chase. They're putting people's lives at risk, all because they're selfish enough to go look for tennis shoes in the midst of a lot of chaos. And it's disgusting.
Well,
it's sad.
They're not protesters. They're just thieves. That's
no one's saying they are. In fact, I'm actually carefully saying that they're hijacking people's peaceful protests, because they are. That's what they're doing. They're changing the narrative. And so that to me is what we're seeing in these cities, when we see things on fire, when we see gunshots ringing out, fireworks, people throwing Molotov cocktails at the police. My community has been hijacked. My community has been taken over by people and their fear of people who are coming in. You've got business owners standing in front of their stores with shotguns because they don't trust that the police are coming. And I'm happy to say, at least last night, for the first time since this broke out, the police actually looked like they were out there trying to stop this, because for the last several days, even with the National Guard presence in Los Angeles, they've been standing there and they've been allowing people their space to protest, which they did not allow when people were trying to protest getting the country back in order a couple of weeks ago. They were arresting those people. They were letting the rest of the people this last weekend kind of just go out there and burn stuff down to the ground and steal and cause problems. And now, at least, I'm happy to say that the LAPD actually kicked into gear yesterday and started taking down some of these people who are opportunists and who were looting and who are trying to cause chaos. So at least maybe there's a step in the right direction finally.
What is this doing to the psyche of our country, no matter what your age? We have one problem after another, after another, after another. And back to what we were, the blame thing is not something, that game I don't play much. I don't like it because I don't think it gets us anywhere. In this circumstance, I think it has to be part of the overall conversation, because it is very obvious to me anyway that the Chinese government will do anything to disrupt not only what's going on here, but around the rest of the world. They won't give up until they have what they want. And at some point in time, we got to realize that's the story, but it isn't the story that a lot of people are hearing. They won't get that information in school. Where do they get it? They get it by just wherever they pick up bits and pieces of information. And so here we are, faced with all kinds of problems and wondering, what do we do? Do we just ignore it? Look for happy talk? Look for happy news? Look for good news? Yeah, there's an element of how much we can take. And that's one of the things, I think, the psychology of this, if you get to the psychology of the Chinese, the average person might be talked into doing something that was illegal or something that was horrible in the name of justice. I want justice. And you know, then people that pay attention to the good police and what they're doing, there's that line there. And how many different stories have we heard? numbers of people who are out, not just talking now about George Floyd, but the other lady. How long has it been since we talked about Breonna Taylor and what happened to her when the police in Louisville went into her house and they shot her? And she was there in the wrong place. Where's the justice there? What's happened to those people who were, they just went in and murdered her, gunned her down?
Like one of the cops shot through the window.
She's sitting in a chair.
They were plain clothes. They were plain clothes narcotics cops, and so they're not required to wear body cams. So there's no actual video footage of it. They did say that her boyfriend, who fired back and I guess hit one of the cops, but it wasn't a deadly shot. They've absolved him from any wrongdoing because obviously he's defending the property, but it wasn't fast enough, I guess, and she was shot like what, seven times or something like that. It's unbelievable.
The overcooking of these sorts of things and the people that are looking for an excuse to not like Trump, or blame it on him. Come on. Let's dig deeper into this. Let's not be so superficial. We are superficial because we let these things, were it not for George Floyd, most people would have forgotten about Breonna Taylor and what happened to her and whoever the victim was before that and whoever the victim was before that and that and that and that, and it goes back and back and back. So how far do we go back, or how do you get a headache just thinking about these things because society's become so complex. Part of it is, I'm using this term, I don't like this term, and I wish I'd come up with something else, the liberal thinking of people who, in my estimation, don't get it. And there's just one way of thinking, and it's our way. And they're conservatives as well, or people that are on the right. Our way is the only way of thinking, everybody else is wrong. And the inflexibility that's been bred into people by parents or whatever, the thing is we better start opening up and looking at things as they really are rather than what we think they are. And that is almost impossible these days because you, again, have these polarized positions and you got people who want to stir the pot for whatever the reason. This is probably, if I look at it, in my mind, there have been a lot of dangerous things that have gone on in my lifetime. A lot of things have worked. The protests when I was a kid about the Vietnam War. That was a dangerous time. I think this is a far more dangerous time. This may be the most dangerous time.
Because we have social media and it's allowing people with outside influences to organize and do.
Yep. I think that social media is a blessing and a curse. And it's like devices. I talk about them all the time. How much handier they are to have, but what are they doing to the people who use them and they don't go anywhere else to find information? What are they doing to people's minds and thoughts and how our actions take place? It's just really a time for a deep breath. All right, time for us to think about your health and well-being as well. This is not to be a worry. This is just cognitive information passed along to people who have created for themselves kind of an interesting problem. The best of all worlds, the worst of all worlds. The folks at Calitrin want you to know that if you have done a lot of binge eating of pasta and other things that will put the pounds on, ice cream, whatever it is, makes you feel better but also doesn't help your health and well-being. So get on to the program. Those people who are thinking about losing weight, don't think about it. Take some action. That's an action. Go to toploss.com. See how the world uses Calitrin. 4 capsules. Take them at night before you go to bed. And that they do the work. Those capsules go to work, do the amazing work. No drugs, no stimulants. And it has become the number one choice with people who want healthy weight loss program to lose the weight. That's toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Boy, it's very convincing when you look at their website, how wonderful this stuff works. Buy 3, get 3 free. DJV code at toploss.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here's a surprise, 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV program. Music time in this hour of the program. Britney Spears surprising fans by dropping a track called Mood Ring on the streaming service. Let's listen to a bit of this.
I don't know how to hide when you're making me glow with your fingers against my side.
So apparently this song's been around for 4 years. It was previously only available on the Japanese deluxe edition of her album Glory. She says she decided to put out Mood Ring by demand as a gift to fans after a hashtag Justice for Glory got the album back to the top of the iTunes pop charts earlier this past month. The by demand in parentheses was added in the song title to acknowledge her fans' work. Spears promoted the new song on Instagram using a previously released outtake from her Glory album cover shoot. You folks wanted a new album cover. Ta-da! Here you go. That's what she wrote. She also wrote, I hope you turn Mood Ring up so loud. So she'll turn this up so loud that we can figure out what it's about.
Not bad.
I don't actually know this album.
I didn't know that, I gotta be honest, I didn't know that Britney Spears was still making music.
Well, this is old. Yeah, this is old, so.
But even, like, 4 years ago, new music, like, I might still be on, like, Toxic as her last album.
So, she recently topped the Rolling Stone list of greatest debut singles of all time. Pretty much she's been quiet on the music front since finishing her Britney Piece of Me residency in Vegas. That was in 2017. Her team opened a pop-up Instagram museum in Los Angeles back in February. Did we go to that? Did you see that, Jennifer?
I saw that was all over social media. People went nuts for that.
Yeah. She didn't participate in any of the launch events or activations, but...
No, I don't think she showed up, which was weird. I think a lot of fans were hoping she would.
Yeah.
I did see her.
Trying to stay relevant, I guess, which is a tough thing to do when you're everything's so distracting, but yet you need distractions of your own from the distractions. You need some good distractions from the bad distractions. 26 past the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you. Gaga now in the musical spotlight, officially returning to the dance floor. That's where she started. Chromatica follows Pit Stops at Jazz. Remember Cheek to Cheek? Singer-songwriter Joanne in Oscar territory, Star is Born. On Chromatica, she returns to her dance roots with collaborations. Ariana Grande's in on this thing. Blackpink, the Korean pop group. Her song with Elton John, though, has people most excited about this music. And it's called Sign from Above. It's actually Elton John's first foray into dance music. Critics say his smooth, deep voice makes him a perfect fit on this track.
He sounds great on this track.
Let's listen to this. They both have such strong voices. I think that's what kind of sells this. Elton has long been Gaga's biggest advocate, performing a medley of their hits, Poker Face, Your Song, Speechless at the 2010 Grammys. She joined him for the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack single, Hello, Hello, in 2011. And the pair have had their personal lives intertwined ever since, with Gaga being the godmother to Elton John's Elijah. That's interesting. Combination and connection, isn't it, huh? Gaga and Elton John here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons is putting every facility across the nation on lockdown amid the protests over the death of George Floyd. It took effect last night. Officials say it's out of an abundance of caution. The Bureau operates 122 such facilities across the nation with over 165,000 inmates in federal custody. Yesterday, the first day of hurricane season in the Atlantic. The third named storm now beginning to brew as Tropical Depression 3, as it's known so far, is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal sometime today. The naming will become official once the depression has sustained winds of 39 miles an hour or greater. TD3 is in the Bay of Campeche, which is in the far southern portion of the Gulf of Mexico, about 50 miles southwest of Mexico. United Health Group is donating a total of $10 million to assist with Minnesota neighborhoods affected by the George Floyd rioting. It's also covering the college tuition of Floyd's children. Of the $10 million, $5 million will be used to help rebuild businesses during the unrest, and another $5 million will go to the YMCA Equity Innovation Center of Excellence. The group is also donating about 25,000 of its employees' time to help with the rebuilding there. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
34 after the hour now on the DJ V program, or Tuesday the 2nd of June into the 6th month of 2020. Lots of things happening. Hello, hello. Good morning, good day. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keevan is here. The universe takes note of what's happening today. There are lots of primitive societies over the history of the planet.
Were you out running laps? What are you doing?
I actually was chasing Daisy around. She went outside. We have our pee time. She needs to have her little morning exercise. And she saw a squirrel. And so, shwingo! So, in order to get her back in here, me to get back on the errand time, we did a little chasing and a little running. And so all's well that ends well. The squirrel's up a tree. and Dougie's back in the studio upstairs. I was thinking about what the two of you were talking about actually off the air, about the president sending in the National Guard, the way it's so hard to know what to do. The situation... brings out the best of people and the worst of people. And I mentioned of a primitive society going back into, and part of the problem, Jennifer, is that I had a endoscopy yesterday, and
I know,
sometimes
how was that,
affects oh,
did you have a great time?
The lady who put me to sleep said, I looked at her and I said, I know, you want me to count from 10 to 1? And I didn't even get 10 out of my mouth and I was gone. And so it's a quick procedure, about 14 minutes, and they do all kinds of things and look in your stomach, look in your esophagus with a television tube and take little bits and pieces of tissue and do biopsies with them.
Did they find your head?
They did, in fact, yes. Yes. I didn't go that far, though. I think I understand what you're saying. Thanks very much. My head is still where it always has been. And okay, that brings me back around to thinking 300,000 or 400,000 years ago when somehow, however we became human, the species that now supposedly ruled the planet, we have had the club mentality rule. It's the might, right makes might. No, might makes right is the expression. Only the strong survive. Only the strong prevail. And I wonder if that's not kind of how that is what it is. But going back to what I said before, the frustration here is having the rule of law versus the rule of strength. And under the rule of law, we all are supposed to be equal, but we all know that's not the way it is. And so I'm frustrated because I don't know how to lift people higher. Every once in a while I get into these situations where it just is all, it's downhill, down, 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 and you get to be Dougie Downer or Debbie Downer. You find interesting or compelling things. Like in Minneapolis, for example, 44 people have been rendered unconscious with neck restraint in the last 5 years. How the hell does who does this kind of stuff?
Well, they didn't die, so we didn't hear about it.
Well,
and I also think so a lot of people said, well, look at this guy's training and blah, blah, blah. It's got to be a training issue. The idea is that you can use a chokehold, you can use a neck hold on a person as long as you are trying to apprehend them. Where this officer went wrong and why it looks so cold and calculating is that George Floyd was already apprehended. He was in handcuffs. He was not resisting arrest. In fact, he was begging for them to stop. So that's the issue, is that it's not necessarily the type of hold he used, I think, was illegal. But using a restraint in that way is not necessarily uncommon, but it's only supposed to be used to subdue and apprehend. It's not supposed to be used to torture, which is what was the case that we saw on that video camera.
Where do we go from here? What do we do?
Good question.
What is the next step here? You get the massive focus on this after the massive focus on the coronavirus. The problems get bigger and bigger, and I don't even know why somebody would want to be president of this country, or why do the Chinese want to rule? What do they get out of it? They're obviously determined to take over the world. For what? What do they get out of it? What does anybody get out of all
power
that stuff
except
power and money?
Money.
Yeah.
Okay. How much do you need? Where do you go? Are these people mentally ill? I think you're making it. We're creating such monsters in the world today, and the mental illness that is subtle in some cases and not so subtle in others. You look at Kim Jong-un. He's mentally ill. And the people who are, when you look at Putin, he's mentally disturbed. Is Trump mentally disturbed? Is Biden mentally disturbed? Was Obama mentally disturbed? I mean, you look at some of these people and you wonder what it is that drove them to wanting to be in these positions where there is so much distress, so much anger. Do you get things done? Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But the motivation of people, the people who are good people, who are motivated to do good things for the right reason, whether they be good police officers, whether they be good teachers, whether they be good radio hosts, whether they be good store managers, whether they be good politicians, whatever it is. The push and pull, the tug of war that's going on right now in our lives, in our minds, between people who have very little, politically on one page, That's why we have Victoria here represents one point of view and Jennifer who represents another point of view. And frankly, I'm in the middle on a lot of these things because I don't like the identity of one versus the other. And I don't think there's a hard edge on either Jennifer or Victoria, but there are strong, there's a difference between having a hard edge and having strong opinions.
In this situation, look, I'm very capable of being political, but in this situation, I look at it like this. I don't support, and I don't think that this is political. I mean, this hurts my heart to watch this. You hear me cranked up today because this is not who we are as a country. This is not, none of this is right. None of the overreaction, none of the underreaction, none of it's right. But I think we need to acknowledge that most of America does not. In fact, I haven't met one person who has defended the actions of Officer Chauvin on George Floyd. I just haven't. I haven't met one person who has defended those actions. I think the entire country was united in the fight to get justice for this man's life. Part two, I don't support people going into communities and setting them on fire. I think people have a right to protest. I think that's what they should be doing. It's productive. It's positive. It's raising awareness about the victim, George Floyd. But setting things on fire, setting churches on fire, shooting police officers, stealing tennis shoes, stealing sunglasses, stealing marijuana, this is all stuff I watch. Nobody should support that. But yet on social media, I'm seeing people say, white people, and unfortunately, Doug, including your son, saying don't put people on camera because you're just exposing who they are. These people are criminals. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen should not be bailing people out of prison who are using this as an opportunity to put chaos and destruction.
But protesters are getting arrested too, and that's why they started the fund.
Protesters are not getting arrested in the numbers of looters. I've watched American cities just wait for these people to run buckshot all over their cities. I haven't seen the large numbers of protesters that are out there peacefully protesting and getting arrested. The people getting arrested are the ones out there who are kicking people's faces in and knocking their teeth out.
And those people
need to rot in prison.
I hope those are the people getting arrested, but unfortunately, a lot of journalists who are, and they're, none of them are white, any journalist who is a person of color, it seems in every city across the nation last night, there were a ton of journalists arrested for filming things by the cops, no reason to be arrested. There were a lot of other peaceful people who were not doing anything other than lingering after the protests had ended, and there were a whole bunch in New Jersey who were arrested, and they weren't doing anything other than they were still out in the street after the curfews that are now being imposed. So there are plenty of innocent people who didn't do anything violent who are being arrested. And that is, I know, you know, it's John Legend and Chrissy Teigen started a fund, but a lot of other celebrities have too. It's not just them. But a lot of people are giving money to the ACLU to bail out people who are being arrested. In that group, there are people who have been violent, and they should totally be separate from it.
The majority of the ones that are getting bailed out.
And I'm not saying they should be bailed out. I don't think they should be bailed out at all. I mean, those are criminals.
I saw someone yesterday who had their teeth knocked out on the sidewalk by these people who are hiding in the midst of peaceful protesters. So these people are being used, and in some cases, and I was so happy to see it, these peaceful protesters are actually fighting back and standing guard in front of businesses. Those are the people that are being hijacked by these losers, the scum of society who are out there. We should offer them no protection.
What I just pointed out a few minutes ago, the dichotomy in human thinking that has been forever. And this is something that we are discussing both sides, but where is the middle? I don't know. I'm in the middle, and I don't know where to go.
But see, this shouldn't be a side to me. Like, for me, what I just said is not based on my politics.
But there is. I understand that, but there is.
What, that we should arrest bad people and celebrate good people?
No, there's overreaction because of the seeds of destruction that have been sown here to try to disrupt whatever it is. Everything can be used. We have, you know, I'm looking at the Mark Zuckerberg thing where his people are going to go on strike against him because he won't do what Twitter has done to take down things from President Trump.
That's political. That is overtly political. And you know, just while I'm fired up, and this will really enrage Victoria, and I don't mean this to like enrage anybody, but truly what I think bothers me at my core and my soul is the fact that we're having these conversations about privilege, about white privilege. I don't deny, and listen to this very carefully, I don't deny that privilege is a real thing and that privilege affects people. But I think this overwhelming narrative about privilege is oppressive. I think it's developed to keep people of color down, and I can't stand it. It's creating a victim mentality with people who think that they are different, and it is not productive. It is not helpful. It is not... I think leveling the playing field
is what we have to do, and then we don't have like to talk about anybody having privilege over anyone else.
It's like someone patting you on the head and saying, you're a woman, you're never going to make as much of a man as a man, so don't try. You're a black person, so you're never going to catch up to the white man, so just know you're a victim. To me, that is not helpful. It is not productive. It's actually sick, and it makes me sad. Because that's not how I run. I don't run on a victim mentality, and unfortunately, that's what we're creating in this country, and it's too bad.
We've done a lot of that. There are lots of people, and this is where I chime in. There's subtle suggestions and sometimes not so subtle suggestions about what people have, what money they have. We want this redistribution of wealth. The things that people like AOC talk about that. Just are not American. It just isn't fair. On one hand, to have people starving and hungry and not living lives that they ought to be able to live. On the other hand, to decry those who are responsible for creating businesses, jobs, the wealth that we have, by many people, many measures, the wealth is used for good. Just everybody. We generalize too much. You know, the rich are bad and the poor are good.
But this isn't just a money issue, though. Let's stick with the race issue, because that's what this is really about. And this is about white privilege. When we talk about white privilege, that's just a fact, that two white teenagers or a car full of white teenagers can drive right by cops, and a car full of black teenagers are going to get pulled over. That happens
no
every single
so
day.
No more so than the guy at Stanford, the white
that's
kid who the, rapes a girl.
Exactly.
Versus, then he
that's
gets
a total
away with
example
that.
Of white privilege. It's but a real thing. It's
comes
not making
from
victims,
money,
it's...
and then money becomes bad. That's what I'm saying.
But white privilege isn't just about money, because you can be poor and white.
Isn't? I didn't say it was, but it's part of it. It is definitely
right. But what I'm saying is, you can be poor and white, and the bottom and the difference is that being white, the color of your skin, is not going to stop you from eventually getting out of poverty, and that is the difference. So I think it's important that we do address. I don't think anyone's walking around going, "Hey, I'm enjoying white privilege, and this is so great." I've never heard anybody say that. It's the fact that it is real, and we do need to address it. It's part of the problem.
Well, I guess it's, to me, in my mind, it creates a society of victims. It creates anger, it creates rage, and it creates people who are just going to stay in their role. And unfortunately, this is what the far left in the country has done, is to keep people victims so that they can keep control over their lives. And I think it's unfortunate, and it's sad, and it's not what the founders of the country had in mind.
Well, there are a lot of people on the right.
I don't see how people on the far right aren't trying to keep black people down, too. I mean, that's just, if you want to say that about the left, I don't know how you can't say that about the right.
What is this conversation getting us? Where are we going?
I think we have to have it. It's an honest conversation.
But where do we... Okay, fine. So then after we have the conversation, what fixes these problems that you're talking about?
Here's the thing. The right, just to answer Victoria's question, the right is about economic opportunity for all. It's about having everyone prosper. It's about
celebrating people's rights. I absolutely believe it.
You can believe it, but is it true? And that's the problem.
And so once again, we haven't solved.
I think that's why we're seeing record low black unemployment, or at least we did last year.
It's 10 before the hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program, where they focus, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steven had a couple of different things to focus on here to bring you up to date on, for example, Spotify has changed the cap that they have on one's ability to have a streaming music library. How does this work?
Yeah, so a lot of Spotify users are very happy with this news. They have been, for the last few years, requesting and sometimes even on social media, they've been demanding that Spotify eliminate the limit of 10,000 songs that you can save into your music library. And so now they have an unlimited number of tracks that they can like and put into their library. Spotify is the leader in the streaming music competition. They've got 130 million subscribers worldwide. Apple Music is in second place with 60 million. So you can see there's a big gap there. And Amazon Music has actually been gaining. They're up to 55 million now. But for a long time, Spotify's users, which has 286 million users, they have been saying that using the free version of Spotify has been very limiting in terms of how many songs you can add to your library. And when you reach that 10,000 cap, which may sound like a lot, but it's actually very easy to accumulate 10,000 songs. If you think about singles and albums and things like that, every single song counts on that album. And so when you hit your limit, then it basically tells you, sorry, you're going to have to delete some other songs. So you're going to have to make a choice of an album or songs that you have to get rid of. And so now after the Spotify Community Ideas Exchange happened, they had almost 13,000 votes cast for this feature to be eliminated. And this has been a battle for 6 years Spotify users have been engaged in. And so now the premium users can still download 10,000 songs onto the 5 different devices for offline listening. And if you are a regular Spotify user, you now have that unlimited power to expand your library. So they part of the reason for this is Spotify needed to do a really big software update and a new build. And I think that's what we're seeing is now unrolling. So that's been upgraded, which hopefully will overall change the experience of using Spotify and make it even smoother.
All right, here's an update on Amazon's new trade-in program.
The Geek Out.
The lesson we all learn with modern-day gadgets is about product life cycles. As cool as they can be, software-based consumer products just don't last very long. Amazon just last week sunsetted the smart camera AI assistant Echo Look after only 3 years, due in part to the lack of sales and because there's a newer, better Echo. Amazon, like most big manufacturers, does have a trade-in program where consumers can recoup some of their investment, upgrading an old Echo device for a newer one. Yes, it's pennies on the dollar, but it's something, and you both get a way to cleanly rid yourself of an outdated device and replace it with a fresh, sweet new gadget. We've tweeted Amazon's trade-in details over at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, up next here on the DJV program, Zoom has been paying accounts with, I'm not sure.
No, Zoom paid accounts. The non-free version of Zoom is getting a really big encryption update. So Zoom says that if you have a corporate account or a paid account, which allows
you to
talk
about what Zoom is for people who don't know, first of all, very quickly.
Zoom is the video calling app.
It's a Chinese-run operation, right?
I don't know who owns Zoom. But Zoom is being used by every company that's, you know, having people work from home. This is if you are working from home, you've been on a Zoom call probably at least once a day, and so it's become the sort of go-to way for people to do their conference calls. You can call in or you can be on video, but the new paid accounts are going to have more end-to-end encryption, so they're trying to make it a lot more secure. As we know, we've heard tons of stories of people Zoom bombing where an uninvited guest invades a video call and then disrupts it with some sort of pornography or some other kind of shock content. So now having end-to-end encryption on every video call is going to exclude customers who call in from phone lines. This is going to be kind of a sticking point for people who use Zoom on the corporate level, because if you're not able to call in, they're going to have everybody on the Zoom line. So it does make it more secure, but it also might make it more inconvenient if some people want to call in on a phone call. So that's one thing they're going to have to deal with, or they're going to have to switch back to the free version, which cuts off after 40 minutes. So Zoom has published a draft paper outlining some of the encryption plans. It is good for security because, you know, a lot of companies' data was kind of at risk here. So it's a good thing for encryption, but, you know, like I said, with people calling in, it's going to be an inconvenience.
All right. There's an update on three different things that are important for us, technologically speaking, to understand. Getting a handle on info is what we're about here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.